Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. Today is an edition of our international show, His Presence, Prayers, and Poetry by Margie Isaac from Bath, England. I just wanted to go over some dates with you before we jump into the show. Tomorrow, we will be doing the House of Inspiration, DJ Frankie Javai's ministry. On the 27th, we're going to be doing Associate Pastor Kimberly Horvath's Clarify Your Mind episode. And then on Thursday, the 29th, we're going to come back with Y4C, You for Christ. So make sure all the shows get in on September, but I hope you tune in, because you're in for a very, very good treat. Well, I am not going to continue talking. That's just all I wanted to tell you. And I am going to turn the floor over to my sister in Christ, Margie Isaac. And here we go.
Hello, it's lovely to be with you all again, and I'm really looking forward to sharing my poems with you again today, and I just hope and pray that they will bless each one of you within your situation, wherever you live in the world. Father, I just ask that the thoughts of all of our spirits' hearts and the words of my mouth would be acceptable within your sight today, and that these poems will bring blessing and encouragement as they glorify you. Amen. This poem is called Daddy, a Letter Poem. Daddy, you wrote me a letter long ago, full of wonderful stories of ordinary people. People who made mistakes, people who did terrible things, people who thought that their lives were over. Yet, they made a difference within the world because you changed the course of history through their willingness to submit to your will for their lives instead of following their own inclinations anymore. What enabled them to change? What helped them to surprise even themselves? What shook them into action? What kept them going against all the odds? How did you even know who to choose? Why did you bother? Was it really worth it, considering that the human race has not exactly improved with the passing of time? How many tears have you shed at the injustices carried out within your name? Do you know what really intrigues me? How you managed to breathe your life into the words upon the pages. How no one today is experiencing anything which is not dealt with within the pages of your holy book. How you can reach into our lives today through your holy word and give hope, encouragement, and your way out of present trouble, danger, or difficulties through the Bible. You have turned so many lives around. Whole nations have been given new hope throughout the ages through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. So many, many people deny your existence. So many would rather that oblivion lay beyond death's door. How sad, how very sad, to prefer nothingness to being filled with your love and your presence. How tragic that the excesses of this world blind so many people to the beauty and peace of a spirit's heart and mind available through Jesus. I, for one, I'm so glad that my life is held within your hand, that you wrote your book for me and breathed life into it and into me by your Holy Spirit. You wrote it for Hitler, for Saddam Hussein, for Idi Amin, for every tyrant who ever lived, all those who have done terrible things. You sent Jesus and the Holy Spirit for each one of us, and if only one lost soul came home to you, you would be content. Love, Margie. And this was written as grateful thanks to God for his provision through the Bible, Jesus and the Holy Spirit. This just about says it all. What Abba has done for me and countless other lost souls, he longs to do for you. Hallelujah. This opening poem is called Within the Eyes of the World and of God, and continuing the theme of looking to the Father, God as a loving Heavenly Father, because the Holy Spirit has not asked me to move on from this yet, because he knows how many, many people really struggle to see God as a loving Heavenly Father. So this poem is called Within the Eyes of the World and of God. Within the eyes of the world, I am nothing. I have not got a job. No place to lay my weary head. No home, no roots. I must be a lazy slob. But within the eyes of God, I am someone. Someone special am I. Within the eyes of the world, I am nothing. My job is that of a loser. No credit card have I. I was poorly educated, not eloquent, it is true. I have not got a file of fax. I am not online, cannot even have a bank account. But within the eyes of God, I am someone. Someone special am I. These are the scriptures for Daddy, I need you to be. These are the scriptures for Daddy, I need you to be. Verse 1, Psalm 27, verse 10, and John chapter 10, verses 29 to 30. The second verse, Numbers 6:25. The third verse, Isaiah 49, verses 1 to 25. The fourth verse, Jeremiah 31, verses 3 to 4. The fifth verse, Psalm 46, verse 10, and Psalm 139, verse 17 to 18. The next verse, Exodus 33:13, Isaiah 30:21, and Isaiah 30:35. Jeremiah 31:34, and John 8:32. These are the scriptures for Daddy, I need you to be.
Hello, everybody. We have heard the wonderful poetry of Margie Isaac. We are going to be playing the scriptures, but before we go into that, we just need to go into praise and worship. The poems touched my heart in such a way that it helped me to feel closer to the Holy Spirit and the Trinity. And I hope we get that same message. But we're going to play a song right now, just so we can digest what was just talked over our life. And this song coming up is The Message by Johnny Ingram. Can You Hear the Message by Society Hill Music, bringing some praise and worship, and also letting you know that listening very carefully to the poems that are spoken, because there's a message inside of them. And with all things, God's grace is sufficient. So we're going to play another song. Actually, you could probably guess what song I'm going to play, and that is God's Grace is Sufficient. And all of Margie's poems have a biblical passages where you can find them in the Bible. We will be playing that at the end of the show. But until then, let's do Amazing. I said the wrong song. Let's do Amazing Grace by Edward Hill. And here we go. Grace by Edward Hill, helping us continue to flow in the spirit. And we are going to continue the show with another poem by Margie, and this is called My Children. Here we go.
This poem is called The Father's Love. I was huddled within a heap, lying broken within life's gutter. I was covered in scars, some visible, some invisible, some by blows, some by words, some by other people's deeds. Dirt clung to me like a leech. Sins committed unknowingly, sometimes knowingly. I was hurting, frightened, ashamed. Could not anyone see what was happening to me? Some sped busily, busily upon their way. Too busy to even pass the time of day. Others stopped but only for a while, with eyes downcast and a false smile. Something was wrong, they knew, but the cost of getting involved, phew. You loved me enough to send your beloved son to look for me, to bring your prodigal child home to your arms of love. He knelt beside me, touched me with his nail-scarred hands, washed away the dirt of sin and shame with his own tears of love. His gentle voice of love said, "Here I am, come to me." He lifted up my head so gently to see your father's heart of love for me alone, to know that one day I will stand before your throne. Sometimes I wander unintentionally away. Your loving arms draw me gently back and onward day by day. The Holy Spirit leads me on, teaches, guides, and comforts as only he can. Human nature will prodigal always be, but submission to your will is the only way for me to be free. Your love for me rules every other way out. The Holy Spirit will complete the work of Jesus within me. Of that I have no doubt. I came to Jesus as I was, a mess, upon the 1st of June 1984. And this poem was actually written in 1999. And now, thankfully, I know that God's way is only the best way for me. And so, you know, I said that sometimes I wander unintentionally away. It very, very rarely happens now. But back then, I was still very much learning how to hear the voice of God and his direction within my life. So just to encourage any of you, if you find that you sometimes wander away, the Trinity know, they understand, they love you, and they just want you back in their arms. Jesus' response was to show me God's Father heart of love for me, because I just felt so dirty and horrible, and that nobody would ever want me, least of all God. But Jesus just absolutely blew me away with the love that he poured out upon me that day. I will share about that another time. Until this point, my perception of God the Father had been entirely based upon my experience of my earthly dad, other people's dads, and men within general, someone who said he loved me, but who could suddenly change and be someone to be very afraid of. Over time, Daddy God has helped me to know that there is no shadow of turning within his love for me or for any of us. His patience throughout the years with me, whenever I have gone around this particular mountain again, has been amazing. Slowly, my confidence within the Father heart of God has grown personally, and I can now with confidence say that he truly is my daddy, my Abba. What he's done for me within drawing me back to himself through Jesus, he longs to do for you. Hallelujah.
All right, everyone. Another beautiful poem that touches the spirit and nourishes the soul. Next up, we're going to be listening to A Bridge Over Troubled Waters by Catherine Kendrick. And that is what the Trinity is about. It is our bridge over troubled waters. And so, without wasting another moment, here we go. Bridge Over Troubled Waters by Catherine Kendrick.
Tears are in your eyes, I will try.
That was the live version of Bridge Over Troubled Water by Catherine Kendrick. And, you know, I am sitting here listening to the show as well as taking part of it. And the spirit is so in control thing we do. It brings you joy no matter what is happening in your life. And this is what the essence, I think, of Margie's poems are talking about, is that journey to that personal relationship, into that inner going behind the veil with Christ and with the Holy Spirit and letting it live through you. Now, I'm going to play Covenant Keeping God by Sunny Badu, and here we go.
Your name is Elohim. At the mention of your name, every knee must bow. At the mention of your name, every tongue shall confess that you are the covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Help me say, covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, Elijah, you answer by fire, God of Daniel, covenant keeping God, there is no one like you, sing it with me.
Father, there is no one like our Lord and Savior. They're unique, and they've made each of us uniquely with different gifts, different talents to fulfill the jobs that are needed in the kingdom of God. Next, we're going to play The Father's Dear One by Margie Isaac, and this will just bring it all home for you. All right, here we go. The Father's Dear
Hello,
Ones.
Dear Ones.
I've missed being with you all. I trust that these will be a blessing to you. I'm continuing with the Father Heart of God because I have learned for myself how very important it is to have this Spirit's heart knowledge deep within us to take away the fears that drive us so often within life. This first poem is called The Father's Dear Ones. The Father's Dear Ones, dear hearts, dear faces, dear lives, created by a loving Father's heart. Each soul is a glimpse of love, to shine as a light from above, thought about with care, created by a loving Father's heart. Set apart, sanctified for eternity, created by a loving Father's heart. Unrestricted by earthly circumstances, unfettered by emotional or spiritual chains which may seek to bind. United by a simple wooden cross, created by a loving Father's heart. Out of time, out of space, out of step, no. Created by a loving Father's heart. Go ye where I have placed ye, he said. Obediently each one lives, extending further still the bonds of love, created by a Father's heart, a loving Father's heart. To be where he would have each one to be, to bring his compassion, ultimately his joy, created by a loving Father's heart. Yet, he can lift them out of time, out of space, give them an awesome time of fellowship, created by a loving Father's heart. Years melt away to minutes, time stands still. His family love bond strengthened, created by a loving Father's heart. Hearts full of awe because he restores bonds of love, created by a loving Father's heart. Time cannot erode them, nor age nor infirmities decay them. Distance cannot separate souls created by a loving Father's heart. A taste of time out of eternity. In heaven we will party continually, redeemed, restored, renewed, created by a loving Father's heart. And this poem was about God's creation of his family and their relationship with him and each other. It was written as the result of a church reunion when the time between seemed to just melt away. This is how Abba's family worldwide are bonded together as Abba's family. Nothing and no one can prevent Abba's family from reuniting within heaven for all of eternity, if not again within this life. I am part of Abba's eternal family and he longs for you to be too. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. The highest grace that we can give God, it's hallelujah. All right. The next thing I'm going to do is play the scriptures that go along with some of the poems. So we're going to go through a couple of them. And if you get a pen and paper or just listen to the show over, you can definitely refer to the Bible, to these scriptures, and here we go.
These are the scriptures for Daddy, I need you to be. These are the scriptures for Daddy, a letter poem. Well, verse 1, 1 Samuel 16:7. For verse 2, Joshua 1:5, Hebrews 13:5, and 1 Chronicles 28:9. For verse 3, Hebrews 4, verses 12 to 13. Isaiah 30, verse 21, Psalm 119, verse 105. John 3, verses 14 to 21. And Hebrews 6, verse 18 to 19.
Amen.
Verse 4, John 14, verse 1 and verse 27. Verse 5, 2 Timothy 3, 16 to 17. And 2 Peter 1, 19 to 21. These are the scriptures for the poems that I've shared with you today. And the first ones are for Within the Eyes of the World and of God. And the scripture for the first verse, Genesis 1, verses 26 to 27. For verse 2, 1 Corinthians 1, 27 to 31. For verse 3, 1 John 3, verses 1 to 3. For verse 4, Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Verse 5, John 3, 14 to 21. Verse 6, 1 Chronicles 28, 9. Verse 7, Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 3. Verse 8, Psalm 34, verse 18. Verse 9. John 8, verse 7. Verse 10. And these are some of God's promises to his children. Psalm 46, verse 10. Psalm 85, verse 10. Psalm 139 from beginning to end. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21. Isaiah 49 verse 1 to 25. Isaiah 64 verse 4. Jeremiah 29 11 to 13, John 3:16 to 18, Romans 8, verse 1, Peter. Romans 8 is from the beginning to the end of the chapter, so that's verse 1 through to 39, and then 1 Peter 3, verse 18. And Revelation 1, 5, and Revelation 19, 7.
All right, everyone. We are going to play this. This show has gone by so fast, and it always do when the Holy Spirit is involved. You tend to enjoy yourself and lose track of time, and you look up and, oh my goodness, it's been an hour already. So we're going to go into playing Golden Thread by Catherine Kendrick. She is the artist for the month, I guess, but you know, Margie said something about what binds us together as a family all over the world. And so this song I felt was appropriate because it talks about weaving us all together to make one fabric. All right, everybody. Golden Thread by Catherine Kendrick. So here we go.
I really pray that the poems and scriptures that I've shared with you today will bless and encourage your spirit's hearts to desire to go deeper into the Father heart of God. You know, I ran away from him as a father for 58 years because of my early childhood experiences, well, right throughout my childhood, of domestic abuse and violence. And this is a tool that the adversary is using increasingly across the world to drive people away from wanting to know Father God, God as a loving Father. And part of my ministry is to reveal his lies to people. And I just pray that these poems today will give you renewed hope. If you've had that hope snatched away by the adversary, if you have begun to get a glimmer of God as a loving Father, and the adversary piled in with circumstances or words from other people to try to persuade you that it was all in your imagination, please believe me, it's not. That is a direct lie from the Father of all lies. Abba Father created you out of love to be his child, to be the body of Christ here upon earth, and to bring his comfort to people and his compassion, to be the bride of Christ eternally, and to be the friend of the Holy Spirit. That is why you were created. That is why you are here. And that is why your eternal destiny will be within heaven. And I just pray, Father, that these words today that I've shared through my poems, through the scriptures as people read them, as your dear children read them, and through the things that I've shared, that they will really enable the truth of them to sink deeply into each spirit's heart that has heard them today and take root and grow so that they become the oaks of righteousness that you created them to be for such a time as this, as a display of your splendor for your glory, and to show how much the adversary lied about them. Amen.
Amen, Margie. Amen. Oh, all right. The next edition of our international show with our hostess, Margie Isaac, will be, we're changing it into the first Friday of every month. So it will be October the 7th at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for our next edition of this wonderful show. Here at the ministry, we are proud to have such a deep poetry and international show. Deep in the means of that we really get into the meat of what God is trying to say. We get into the meat of what we are supposed to be doing, and we get into the meat of what benefits the Holy Trinity brings to us each and every day. So tune in next month on in October. If you can't listen live, you can always listen live. If you like this show, share it with someone. Go listen to it again and let the words penetrate your mind, so they can get into your soul and get into your spirit. All right, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art with Heart Society by Society Heal Music. I can't talk now. Okay, and I will see you tomorrow for House of Inspirations, Frankie Vives Ministry at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And here we go.